cannot live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, February 6, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line, longtime friend, patriot, Rob Cordes. He owns and operates the Trump Unity Bridge. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Randy. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Where are you at this morning?
We're down just outside of Detroit in Livonia, Michigan.
And you... Did you ever end up making it to the inauguration with it being moved inside? I didn't know if you still made it down there or not.
Yes, we did. We left there. We got there and arrived on the 17th, and we were there through the 21st, and we stayed at on 10th Street right in front of the Embassy Suites Hotel, and we're parked there the whole time. We got permits in advance. We're right across the street, was like 50 feet away. The line entrance to the Liberty Ball and the Military Ball, both lines, one went to the right, one went to the left, so like tens of thousands of people came by us to see us the nights of the balls and everything. It was really cool.
Fantastic. So, good. So I didn't know, with as cold as it was down there and everything being moved inside, I didn't know if you were going to end up making it. That sounds great. How were you received down there in Washington, D.C.?
Very well. We parked and we had people coming. It was dancing in the streets. We didn't have any problems. I think there was two locals or people that came by, spewing. One was really spewing at their mouth. The other one came and talked to us. So it wasn't really that bad. The spewing lady just would, you couldn't talk to her, just screamed and yelled and, just no matter what you said, couldn't find any common ground. The other one we talked to, those are the only two incidences that I remember. Other than that, everything was great. It was like
good deal.
Thousands of patriots, and I think there would have been 10,000 of more had they not moved it.
Sure.
We were outside. We had dancing in the streets, and we had people going down taking pictures up on the float. A lot of people from Michigan and around the United States came and visited us that we've met on the road. With the Trump Unity Bridge, and it was really nice to see so many people. We know it would have been like 10 or 20 times busier if they would have held the inauguration outside. And the day it wasn't too bad because our adrenaline was up, and we were motivated and excited, and we stood or sat outside most of the day. We would take turns going in and warming up. We had chairs out there, and then we could sit in the ambulance, the Trump mobile,
sure,
or the vehicle, so we could just, it was relaxing, fun, and exciting.
Very cool, good. And no mechanical problems going down or coming back, I hope.
No, but driving there and coming back, we had snowstorms. and ice storms on the going through the mountains. So we had to drive, you know, 35, 40 miles an hour through the mountains. So it took an extra, you know, few hours to get, you know, to and from. And then when we were going there, this is a unique story. They booked us a house to rent, one of the Airbnbs.
Yeah.
And it was like a 8-bedroom house with 5 bathrooms and a jacuzzi, and each of the bathrooms had steam baths in them. So we were excited because it was cold out, and, you know, we were looking forward to this.
Sure.
And they didn't say it was on the side of a hilly mountain. So
oh,
when we got
no.
there, we're pulling into it, and the roads were icy, like kind of like today in Detroit. It's really icy here.
Sure.
And when we started driving down the road.
Yeah.
And,
Hold that thought. We'll finish it up. We're going into a hard break.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We'll carry it on the other side. We'll be right back with Rob Cordes of the Trump Unity Bridge.
Pat Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge. So bottom line is you had this Airbnb lined up, beautiful place, but it's on the side of a mountain. Did you end up getting stuck with the Trump Unity Bridge?
We got there at midnight. We didn't get off the top of the mountain till about 4:30 in the morning. We had to go up a hill. It was icy, and we were, it was a mile in, and we had a mile back down, and we couldn't make it up to the Airbnb because it was so icy. And when I was coming down, there was a big sharp, we had to call the police, and the police came and guided us through, but there was a sharp curve going downhill, and on both sides of the curve, there was a ditch about 20 feet deep, and the road was about 20 foot wide. So making that, we had to make that curve, driving it without, and praying with God as my co-pilot, and we made it through. So that was a big story, and it just took us like about three and a half, four hours to get out of there.
Wow.
It was scary.
We made it. Yeah, well, that's, thank God for that. But no way you could have left the Trump Unity Bridge at the bottom and rode your extra spare vehicle up to the top. Was that an option?
We didn't know the road. We didn't know it was a single wide road. We were just going in unseen territory. We didn't know it was even up a mountain. We just thought it was up a little hill.
Gotcha.
Once you got on the road, you couldn't turn around. There was no...
You were stuck heading in that direction. Gotcha. I've been there with my semi-truck. I know exactly where you're at. Hey, Rob, getting back to Michigan, you're going to be traveling around the state with the Trump Unity Bridge. Where are you guys headed to from Detroit area?
Well, today we're heading up to Houghton Lake for tonight. We're going to have, I'll be at the Korbinski's Motel and Marina, and we're going to set up there in the evening from... like 6 till 9. So, and then, tomorrow we're going to be, on Friday, we're going to be going to, BC's Pizza and Gaylord on Friday in the afternoon from noon till about dark till about 6. And then we have dinner plans with some friends. And then after that, on Saturday, we're going to be at BC's Pizza during the day from, you know, noon till 5, and then we're heading over to the landing zone, the Gaylord Bowling Alley, and it's a arcade bowling alley and everything. And we've been there before, and we're going to be there. We're stopping at the ice fishing tournament for veterans, and then they're having the after party for the day with all the awards at the landing zone at night and dinner and everything. So everybody's welcome to come join us, check us out, and the float will be there. You know, it's we've got the golden age on it, and Trump won, and all, you know, the best is yet to come. Unity in the community, a lot of the new upgraded slogans, and we're just really proud to be Americans. I am, and I'm proud of all the people that are coming around that are saying, you know what, it's not so bad. Trump's doing what he said he was going to do.
And, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The hate's not like it was, you know, in 2020. It's not there anymore.
Yeah,
so
gone.
It's more unity in the community.
Excellent. I love it. Okay, so just to be clear, BC Pizza, folks, is on M32. That exit number is 282 off of I-75. And then just go east, basically one block, and you'll see BC Pizza. It's on the north side. Can't miss it. And the Trump Unity Bridge. Again, Rob, you'll be heading up there hopefully tomorrow, Friday. You said starting at noon, correct?
Yes. Yep,
okay. And then Saturday morning, you'll be there, and then heading over to the bowling alley that Tony owns, the guys there in Gaylord, and you'll be there Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Well, we appreciate you doing everything you're doing, and we want everybody to go out and support you. What I got a text message just now that just came in. What type of gear do you have left? What are you basically carrying on board?
Well, we're going to carry a lot of things. We're going to have T-shirts, hats, flags. We have scarves, inauguration scarves. We have inauguration beanie hats, which will be great for up north with the fur inside on them. We have them in red, white, and blue, and they're a blue base, and they're a red base. So they're really cool. We're going to have the bullet glasses, the bullet that missed Trump, the glasses with a bullet in it made by Ben Shot, made in the USA. And they have the slogans on bulletproof, I took a bullet for democracy, and Trump 45, 47. There's four different styles of bullet glasses. And we have different things. They have some lanyards from the inauguration, the official lanyards that everybody wore. Some collectible and souvenir items. So a lot of cool stuff.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, we appreciate you, man. And do you mind if I give your phone number out if people want to get a hold of you? Is that okay for me to do?
That's perfect. Yeah,
okay, because if you guys want to get a hold of Rob, you can reach him. Usually the best way to do it with Rob is to give him a text message. He's crazy busy, and sometimes his self-service isn't that great. Send him a text message. That phone number is Oakland County area code 248-561-9900. Again, 248-561-9900. You can text him or try to give him a call on the cell phone. He's a traveling man coming to Northern Michigan, going to be up here in Gaylord starting tomorrow noon at BC Pizza. Greatly appreciate you, brother. Stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, Rob Cordes, traveling man with the Trump Unity Bridge, coming up here to our listening area. Again, going to be in Gaylord, BC Pizza, starting tomorrow on Friday, and then hanging out there Saturday morning before heading over to the Bowling Alley Activity Center there in Gaylord. Greatly appreciate him coming on the show this morning, giving us that update. One of the things I think is pretty interesting is how the overall public's reaction to what Donald Trump's doing, and Rob mentioned this. Trump is basically doing what he promised on the campaign trail. It should come to no surprise that they're going after the bad guys. They're doing these raids, Aurora, Colorado, City of New York, all over the country, going in and getting the bad guys. And right now, depending on whether or not their home countries will accept them back, he's sending them to Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. They've already converted and made room for 30,000 beds to be able to store these people there, house these people there, until they decide what they can do with them. Well, protests are popping up. Dallas, Texas, Los Angeles, California, all over the country, but basically not really having that much impact. Story in Michigan at the Capitol yesterday. Supposedly, this was an organic gathering of nearly 1,000 people. I don't see 1,000 people in this photograph. I'm sorry. I don't see that many people there. I've been to the Capitol. I've spoken at the Capitol. We had 3,000 people. That was, looks like, 5-6 times the number of people in this photograph. I don't think it's around roughly 1,000 people. I think that number's inflated. But they gathered to publicly reject President Donald Trump. His slew of executive orders, his tariffs, and his verbal proclamations. Broken down the driving interests of those participating, 50 states, 50 protests, day one is the name of the event they claimed was taking place all across the country. Some people spoke out in support of LGBTQXYZ rights. Others protested billionaire Elon Musk's role in the new Trump administration. Some people spoke and said they want Medicaid for all. Others were there to support the Palestinian state. Some spoke out against Donald Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenships. But the unifying factor was that the crowd comforted each other in their disgust about Donald Trump being back at the helm, being the 47th president. One of the political activists attending the event, Leah Dotson, said this is really a place for everyone to come together. They have the sense of community, feeling like we are doing something in reaction to the hundreds of executive orders that we've seen come out of this administration. Completely contrary to what this country is actually about, and we the people, end quote, said Dotson. Democrat legislators who stopped by and had a chance to address the crowd, Senator Jeremy Moss from Southfield, Emily Devendorf of Lansing, State Representative Lori Podhutsky, the woman who ran the House chamber for Joe Tate last session from Livonia, Dylan Wegula, Democrat from Garden City, and of course, Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak. They all appeared poised to address the crowd. However, many of them had to leave before the organizers passed the microphone to them. So they basically stood there and listened to these protesters rant. Wasn't given the respect of being an elected official. Weren't allowed to speak. Speaking to MERS News Service, though, Devendorf of Lansing said, high numbers of attendees show communities are scared and already seeing Trump's policies translate into more hardships in their daily lives. She went on to say they're also angry, committed, and quickly organizing to stand up for democracy and their neighbors. Nobody voted for the dismantling of our very democracy. And if elected officials won't hold the line, our Constitution will, Devendorf said. These people shouldn't have to do this alone. Isn't it amazing all of a sudden how these Democrats have become constitutional scholars? Isn't that amazing? Dylan Wegula said regarding today's gathering, it shows people are willing to fight back. People have woken up that our country is falling into an authoritarian fascist dictatorship where the rule of law doesn't matter. There's some energy here to be captured. He also went on to add, where is our governor's comments on all of this? This is a pretty big deal, and I feel like we need our governor to explain what is happening at the national level. Well, another familiar face in the crowd was State Representative Matt Maddox, a ground floor Trump supporter who was walking through the crowd making videos among boos and chants. Don't engage, don't engage. That's what they want, a speaker told the crowd as he was walking around videotaping the event. Just walked around the Capitol trying to figure out what the pot smell was coming from, Maddox said in response to Detroit News reporter Craig Mauger's video on X. Numerous organizations spread the word through their social media outlets. Others found out about it through state representatives who posted on their social media pages as well. And Sam Englott, oh yeah, Director of Progress of Michigan. I hoped that the people and what they spoke about today will make the media, because our voices need to be heard. Well, I just gave you 5 minutes, Sam. Why don't you come on the show sometime? Love to talk to you. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the